8:50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody, again. You are tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour now, along with Larry Dial.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our producer extraordinaire, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
And with us in the studio is Lane Seeley of Bell South Mobility DCS.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our numbers are 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And Computers 99 is brought to you today by Bell South Mobility DCS. And you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for less than $10 a month.
As low as.
As low as. That's right.
Less than or equal to $10.
Yeah. I was going
to
say,
less than or equal to $10.
As low as $10 a month. Wow. Jeez, man. I mean, what is that? Makes it about 33 cents a day?
That's good.
That's very
good. Your math is improving.
Yeah. Also brought to you, Computers 99, also brought to you by the Computer Exchange, and they sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment, and located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall, and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center. The Computer Exchange with more RAM than most third world countries. We're also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. And this hour, we're going to take your calls about or comments about anything computer-related. Computer-related or Bell South Mobility DCS says related. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from people that have the service. Let's hear what do you think about the service. And let's get Lane here a little bit
agitado.
Yeah, something. Also, you know, is there still something up there in the air?
That's right. The laser is focused right on your forehead.
Is it?
It's still the Microsoft.
Are they still out there?
Yes. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. If you think that Microsoft is over with its legal problems, you're wrong! In Utah, they got more bad news. The judge who is overseeing the DR-DOS case,
yeah,
the lawsuit brought by Caldera, turned down Microsoft's request to have the case dismissed.
Ooh.
It goes to trial in January. This one could result in billions of dollars of reparations. So,
billions.
Yeah, Bill may have to sell a bathroom or two to be able to pay for this one. And the suit's gone. And if you think that's the hall, you're wrong! Of course, this could be a blessing. Al Gore canceled a visit to Microsoft this last week to talk to its employees.
Geez.
Now, if you're like Imus, I don't know where Imus is stand right now. He's on Gore. He used to be the most evil man on the planet. I think he's now my guy, Al.
Yeah.
But
you call him Al, huh?
We just call him Al. Gore canceled his visit, saying it would be inappropriate because of the fact that the visit was closed to the Microsoft employees and no press. But really, we all know what's going on. He's trying to distance himself from his particular company at this particular time. We will come back and bite you, Al. Resistance will be futile. Now, on the other side, what else is going on with the Redmond geniuses? This week it was announced that Microsoft invested $100 million, just in case you think they have money problems, $100 million with Radio Shack. That's Tandy. RadioShack.com. Microsoft is going to install kiosk inside a Radio Shack store. It's over 7,000 of these. You're going to be able to walk in and see a store within a store selling Microsoft, specifically Microsoft Internet products.
No hamburgers.
Well, there is a McDonald's.
Yeah,
actually, something about McDonald's and Microsoft. It gets scary. An M companies. Ooh.
You'll be able to find what?
You'd be able to find kiosks selling Microsoft Web Services, MSN, to the public. It seems Microsoft is trying to, we were talking earlier about what is really going to happen with Microsoft. Well, at least part of the business has always been moving over the last couple of years into away from applications and operating systems to internet business. They've seen the light. Bill has seen the light.
You know who showed him? Showed it to them.
Netscape, of course. Yeah. And Barksdale.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really got hurt by all this, didn't he? $200 million. Anyway, inside Radio Shack, what Microsoft is trying to do, according to the documents that they put out, was to reach out to the public and not just businesses. They need to build their internet presence among people, the consumer, not just among businesses. I mean, if you go into most corporations, you'll usually find Microsoft software and Microsoft browsers. They want to get this out to the public, and Microsoft Network, no one knows about Microsoft. Nobody uses Microsoft Network as an ISP that I know of.
I have used it before.
For how long?
About a year.
You lasted longer than I did.
Yeah.
I about 2 months. But they are making that move. So it's now Microsoft and Radio Shack, two names.
Radio Shack desperately needs that help also.
They need the $100 million.
The extra traffic, too.
Yes. And lastly, on the Microsoft front, they introduced this week a service called MS Office for Rent. And they are testing putting out Office as a hosted application for a monthly fee over the inter or intranet. The review that I read on ZDNet this week said it still stinks,
yeah,
even on a T3 line.
But it will work.
At some point, it may work.
Yeah.
I don't know about this yet, but the idea is there.
That is, intranet will work perfectly.
Yes.
Intranet is going to be a little bit...
You mean intranet will work perfectly?
Intranet.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were saying. Even on T3, this stuff's still slow. Yeah. They've got to rewrite a bunch of code to make this stuff work well, because if you've ever looked at Microsoft Office 2000, it is huge, bloated, big, complex.
Yeah.
But the future is there. They're going to eventually be doing this. Companies are going to be renting applications or paying a monthly fee to use Office rather than spend the money to buy it. So,
good.
Once again, you will be assimilated, and your resistance is futile. Thank you very much.
So you still have confidence in the company.
Thank you very much, Larry. Yes, I agree with Duffy, and nothing will happen. You know, ultimately,
this too shall pass.
No, ultimately, what Jackson did, and I read a very good editorial this morning in the New York Times, regardless of what our readers think about the Times and the Wall Street Journal and all, Thomas Friedman's editorial about how Penfield Jackson, what he really said was, nobody's above the law,
mm-hmm.
period. You know, they didn't believe Gates, and if you saw, even on the 60 Minutes show, you saw pieces of the tape of Gates' testimony in front of deposition in this case. It was just a pure sham. I mean, this man is not like that. It's very Clinton-esque, you know. Now, what depends on what you mean by the meaning of is. What the hell do you think I mean by the meaning of is? You can just see it.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Anyway, so it was a good editorial. I recommend people read it, and I think that in the end, Microsoft will be Microsoft. You will be assimilated. We're still talking. Anyway,
everything will pass, and everything we'll remember those days, and we talk about them in years to come.
Turn in for computers 2003.
Right. You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. The number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. I want to see these phones ring in here. We take your questions or comments about anything computer-related, and we have with us in the studio Lane Seely of Bell South Mobility DCS, who is eager to answer your questions or respond to your comments about Bell South Mobility DCS.
Let's talk about this.
Are the specials that you guys are running now?
Wireless for as low as $10 a month.
Right.
First time we've ever been able to offer a price that low, so that new users, second phones in the home can be added. Also offering free unlimited weekends, only our $40 and up plans. So our digital 40 plan is 400 anytime minutes, and those can now be used just during the week because all weekend long you've got free local calling.
And where do the plans start We have $10.
$10, and there's a $20 and $30 plans. So there's basically, there's a plan that fits your calling needs. If
right,
you go
what,
all the way up to 3,000 minutes.
What would somebody who's the home, you know, like for the wife or for the, what plan would you guys recommend if somebody comes and say, like, what do I really need?
Well, what
do studies show?
Well, generally, I mean, the average wireless user uses around 215, 225 minutes a month. But
okay.
A new user, just, you know, wife gets the phone for the first time, they want to use it to call during errands or use it on the weekends, probably a $30 plan that can give you, we basically have two $30 plans. There's one that gives you 100 minutes plus free weekend calling, and there's one that gives you 250 minutes. So it really depends on how you plan on using it.
250 all of all.
250 throughout the whole week,
right.
Or 100 during the week and free weekends.
Okay.
So, and, of course, with us, you can switch your plans. And a lot of carriers are going that way, too, so that you can switch your plans.
And a lot of people are asking, is that you have a different way of, I don't know if it's a different way of wording it, but 11-month commitment. Nobody signs.
We have a paperless contract.
Right. It's not, you don't sign a contract for a year that you have to pay or whatever.
We do have a penalty if you break that commitment, but it's a verbal commitment in North Carolina. So our customers won't have to sign paperwork and keep paperwork. Neither do we. North Carolina, you're allowed to have an 11-month contract.
Okay.
But it's paperless. So you don't have to sign anything.
I see. Okay. Let's go and talk to Dora in Durham.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a PowerMac 7180, and I'm trying to print to a desk writer. DeskJet printer.
Larry, don't shoot yourself. It's okay. Okay, go ahead. And
I guess the problem is once we upgraded to operating system 8.0, we weren't able to...
To print?
To print.
Okay. I've never used a Mac in my life. I can't say that. I used it once. So I'm not very familiar, and I don't think anybody here is familiar. How about you?
I've used them, but I wouldn't know how to fix that.
Yeah, it seems to me if you cannot print at all, I mean, this is something very basic, that either you're missing a driver.
Yeah, I downloaded a new driver. But.
Or that something happened to the cable, to the connection between the computer. Can you do a self-test on the printer?
Yeah.
And it works?
No.
Well, maybe something happened to the printer. You know what I'm talking about, a self-test?
Yeah, it has a little button.
And it's not working?
No.
Well, I would say something happened to the printer. Very interesting. The only way to find out is probably to take it in somewhere or take it over to a friend who has a Mac. And try to print to it and see if another computer will talk to it.
Okay.
If you can't do a self-test, that most of the time that indicates that the printer is gone.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And tell what, let's talk to Bill and Carrie real quick. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Let's see, my wife has a Pentium 166. It's about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to her, and when I gave it to her from me, I reinstalled everything, including I wiped it clean and installed Windows 95 again.
Okay.
And ever since then, certain letters at certain times will corrupt, like the T and the I and the R, and I'm guessing at which letters they are, at certain times, and if you reboot, well, maybe you'll get rid of it and it'll be clean for a while, and then occasionally she'll run a program and then it'll corrupt and you have to reboot. She says she's pretty well diagnosed it to the point where it's when she has been on the internet, or I'm sorry, when she's connected to the modem, and then she'll launch another program after that, not associated with the modem, that the corruption then begins. But again, by rebooting, you'll eliminate it.
It sounds to me like you have a bad font file on the system.
Uh-huh.
And I don't exactly know. Do you know which is the default font normally on Windows?
No, there's a bunch of them. Depends on the program, too.
Get on the knowledge base on the Internet and find out about which font file is being used as a default one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something is probably happening to it, or it could also be that the RAM on your video card is flaky.
The RAM is?
On the video card.
Is bad?
Yeah. Flaky. Yeah, bad.
Uh-huh.
For all practice.
Great. Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, thanks.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Sounds like, what did you say, the I, the R, the T? Are these the letters in Microsoft?
Yeah. No, okay. That is an IRS. Oh, no, that's what it is.
And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star at 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we're taking your calls about anything computer-related. Mainly, we're talking about Bell South Mobility DCS. With us in the studio is Lane Seely of Bell South Mobility DCS. Lane, we were talking about pagers. So I said that, you know, I was talking about Internet.
And you guys got this cool little thing that I just saw. Little thing.
Yeah.
It's another little thing.
A little thing.
A little tiny keyboard.
Yeah. I mean, it's smaller than the Nokia 9000.
Right.
It doesn't have as big a screen, but it doesn't pretend to be what the Nokia was pretending to be.
Which was an Internet browser.
Well, it is a browser, but it's not,
not a
mature browser.
It's a brow.
It works. For what it was supposed to be, it worked.
It worked better in the movie The Saint.
Probably. But that pager here, the interactive pager, it's got a keyboard on it. It's got a screen with, what, six lines?
Six lines.
And it actually has an Internet address.
Correct. So you can send and receive
email.
And
mainly
you get,
receive. I mean, yeah, you can receive. Oh, no. Actually, mainly send. But it's nice that somebody can send you an email.
Correct.
And there's an email address each one. Instead of a number for the pager, you have an email address. And people can send you email. And you can be sitting somewhere at a conference and just punch a reply. And send it back.
What's good about the service is that it's using the Bell South Wireless Data Network, which is the old RAM mobile data from a few years back. And everything's secure. So even though you do have an IP address, if you're sending from pager to pager, for example, it is completely secure. You can have your emails from your corporate email forwarded here, which I've used on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And the emails, though you can't read attachments, you can get a message that's up to several thousand characters in length.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the email services you can get on some of our phones. There's still a capability of only 180 characters at a time.
But you can only read them.
For some things, but on the interactive pager, you get 18,000 at a time.
But you can only read six lines at a time, right?
But you swirl.
On your monitor, you only get about 20 lines.
Is that right?
Think about it.
No, I'm just... Now, this is an email pager.
Correct.
So it's not a phone pager.
Correct.
This is cool.
There is a way. I mean, when I called in, there is a way to just call it and send. You can always call the number, an 800 number.
And leave a message.
Right. I mean, somebody will actually talk to you.
Correct.
And take your message to send it. But, I mean, just to punch a number, they thought that there was a way, but they weren't sure what it would be.
We'll find a way, Amnon.
I'm sure you will.
Now, this is cool. So it's an email pager.
It's an email pager.
Cool.
And it's not bulky.
It's what, maybe the size of half a pack of cigarettes or something?
Right.
Yeah.
And you wear it on your way?
Let's go and talk to Joe and Carrie. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about Bell South's coverage actually in Hickory. My brother has an analog subscription, I guess, with Bell South, which was news to me because I didn't know that Bell South had anything but digital.
News to me as well, but
go ahead.
Okay. But I was wondering, do they offer anything besides GSM type coverage? Is there, do you offer TDMA coverage up in that area, or?
Bell South just has our own towers are only GSM, and what may be confusing in Hickory is that there's also, I believe, Bell Atlantic Mobile up in that area, so there can be some confusion. But we do offer all our towers are GSM, and we have agreements with some analog carriers. So if you do have a Ericsson 888 or a Nokia 5190 with the extra module, you can do analog roaming with our service and utilize some of the rural areas that don't have GSM yet. What's interesting as an industry is that there's a lot of consolidation going on. In a few years' time, you'll see digital technologies like TDMA and GSM make handsets that will work so that you could utilize different towers.
Okay.
Do you have towers in Hickory? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, we have service in Hickory. I mean, it may just be, I don't know how far out of Hickory it goes since that's not quite in my territory that I'm familiar with, but I do know that we have GSM in Hickory, so he should be able to pick up our service.
Okay.
Does he live outside of Hickory, or?
Well, he works in Hickory and lives in Granite Falls, which is just west of Hickory. But he uses, I could have swore he said he had Bell South, and he wanted to, because I gave him a TDMA phone and told him he would probably have to switch. And he said, well, he should be able to use it with Bell South. I said, well, I don't think so.
No, if it's a TDMA phone, it won't work with us. But a lot of manufacturers make phones that look the same, even though they use different technology. So the TDMA phone may look exactly like the GSM one. So that might also be confusing.
But you see, Joe, it's very simple. You go and you buy him a GSM phone, and they're not expensive, and you give them that, and that'll work.
Well, okay. Well, actually, I had one that I actually use GSM. I'm on I've got Bell South myself, and but I had an extra phone, a TDMA phone, so I gave them that to use. And,
okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for being a customer. Thanks.
50 the buds.
What does GSM stand for?
Global System for Mobile Communications.
And this is a proprietary protocol.
It's a standard.
Standard. And what was the other?
TDMA.
Which stands for?
What does it stand for? I mean, I haven't used the word. I remember in the early days.
Time differentiation, something or other.
Something, yeah. It's
just jargon for everything. You guys, I mean, this is like computer stuff, you know?
And you don't know anything about that. What does he do here?
I do hate you.
What do you do here?
I bring down the evil empire on you.
0850 *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. Use your phones. Let's see those phones ringing here. We're talking with Lane Seely of Bell South Mobility DCS, and he can answer all your questions and respond to your comments about their service. We also take all your calls about anything computer related this hour. Are you guys adding towers, or you are piggybacking with other companies?
Well, we are continually adding new service areas. Like we've just added some down in Lillington and Laurinburg.
Right. So when you go there, do you add a tower, or
do both. A lot of communities have passed laws that say we want to encourage you to co-locate an existing tower.
Right.
Which is really good for us because it's a little cheaper than putting up a tower. But it's also good for the community because that means there's less antennas.
Correct.
For the community to have to look at. So we do both. All the carriers around here are very cooperative, so it's easy to put up our towers. It can be, you know, what actually is happening in the industry, too, is that a lot of companies are selling their towers to third parties, and then that way the third party can give everybody access to the tower. So there's no...
Do you know of any situations where an existing tower carrier said, nope, sorry, I'm not going to let you?
Yes.
Really?
If it's a good location... But in general, the carriers around here have all been cooperative. And Bell South has, I mean, we've opened up our network to competitors and said, mm-hmm. any tower you want, here's the price, and we'll go for it. Because we want the communities to be satisfied that there's not a tower on every corner.
So. Anybody co-located on top of the tree?
No one said they want to be on the tree and carry. Thank you for bringing that up. You know, actually, unless you look for it, you don't notice.
Know.
But once it's there, you can't miss it.
Yeah, that's right. That's an interesting structure, very interesting structure. Let's talk to David. David, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
All right.
Look, I've got a question. I've got about five PCs in a home, and I've got a little network running.
Uh-huh.
But I'm interested in maybe doing that for some other people, maybe even for money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know what type of technologies do you know out there to make it easy to do what I call home area networking, in particular sharing the single internet connection that most people have coming into their homes.
Are you talking about connecting different homes together?
No. No, what I mean is, like, let's say you've got several machines in your house.
Right.
And you want to share that single internet connection or share that nice
internet. I see what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
With Windows 98 Second Edition, there is a proxy server.
Right. How good is that?
I don't believe in proxy servers.
Yeah, I don't either.
The best way to do it is to use one of the Netgear boxes.
Netgear.
It's the model is RM356, I believe.
Netgear. They have a website. Is it called Netgear?
It is.
It's Bay Networks, but that's part of Nortel.
Nortel. Yeah. It's, okay. I don't know what exactly the.
Netgear is one of their lines, right?
Yeah.
With Bay Network lines. Yeah.
I use a Netgear box with ISDN. And this is the best way to go. If you already have a network, you just bring that box in. And you connect it to the phone line, and you tell it who's your ISP and all that, and you connect it to your network. You just plug it as another box, and then any machine that wants to get on the net just clicks, like, on the browser, and that box goes out and dials and connects, and once it's connected, all the machines are on the network at once.
Is that pricey?
No, it's only about $300, something like that.
Wow, Netgear, that sounds
great.
Yeah,
it's a Netgear.
Okay.
And this is really the best way to go. A lot of offices are using it. It's the way to go.
So you can use it for always on and for dollars.
Right.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
All right, man.
860-0850, star 50 on your Bellstock Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. That was from Chatham County, so I don't know if this was, that sounded like it was a cellular.
Sound like analog.
It sounded like analog, yeah. You see, you don't get that with digital.
Nope.
With digital, you just get, boom, gone. If it happens. There's no scratchy, noisy, and...
And plus, if he has any competitors in Chatham County who are thinking about doing the same thing with home networking, they now know about his plans.
Oh, yeah.
The eavesdropping. So.
Oh, this is, yeah, oh, that's true too, yeah. Oh, gee. No, but this is the way to go, is to go with an external box. I don't believe in proxy servers. They slow things down. There's more control over what goes in because you can close certain ports and open other ports, which we're not going to get into now. But the boxes that Netgear builds are workhorses. I mean, those things just work.
Yeah, I have a 3COM, which... Because what I...
You had to put a switch on it to be able to reset it every
time. No, actually, it's been behaving itself. I had the latest flash upgrade with it, but if I had to do it over again, I would buy Netgear.
Yep. Netgear is the way to go, definitely. All right, and we'll take your calls when we come back. Right now, we will allow Jenny to run another ticker by us here. That's here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bellstock Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. And let's go directly to the phones and talk with Larry in Apex. Good morning, Larry.
Hello there.
Hello.
I got a question for the guy with you.
What, for Lane Seeley?
Yeah. I've got the Bell South phone.
Yeah.
But you know, it has the pager and all the stuff. And I got a cold, so forgive me. But I can't use the pager. And there's no way to disable it.
You can't choose the pager and the phone?
Right.
What do you mean? People cannot page you?
Right.
Why? I mean, I do it all the time.
Okay. When someone dials your number and you don't answer, it should go to our voicemail system, which gives you the option to hit 2 to use the pager.
Yeah, but if they send a message of a number, I can't read the number.
Oh, yeah. He can't read the number. Larry is visually impaired. Larry's blind. Is this a joke, Larry?
No.
What do you want? It to talk to you and tell you what it is?
You're right.
It's a buzz.
Either that or a way to disable the feature.
So that no one is tricked into using it.
Right.
Right, right.
Because it's no use. I mean, if somebody sends him a pager, it's not going to do any good anyway, a page.
Well,
is there a way to disable it?
I will check on a way to disable it. I'm sure there is. I don't know offhand. What you can do, though, this is what several of us have done internally, is if we want people to use a specific option in that voicemail, we tell them in the message. Mm-hmm. So you say, I'm not here right now. Please press 1 to leave me a voicemail.
Right.
So you're sort of implying to folks, go ahead and hit 1 now. Don't wait for the rest of the instruction.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a way to look into that. But
I do that, but you know, some people, they listen to the whole thing, and then they, I'd rather leave a page. I don't want to talk to him. So
I can understand that with you.
Right.
You may be able to say something there in your message that you don't respond to pages.
Right.
That's another way.
Is there any way I can follow up with you?
Yeah. You can call me on my home phone.
And what is that number?
362-5770.
Great.
Okay, Larry.
Okay, no.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And let's see. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Amnon. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
And Lane is here, too.
And Lane. Okay.
Good morning.
I've got a problem with Windows Startup.
Uh-huh.
When it asks for a password, put in the password, hit enter, and then it goes to a fatal exception pool.
Most likely you have either a sound card that is misconfigured. Does it tell you, is it just a page fault or does it tell you?
No, actually I have a couple identities. My kids have identities on the computer.
What happens if you hit cancel?
If I hit cancel.
It goes?
It just goes blank. And there's a blue line across the top of
okay.
the screen.
So in other words, there's no way for you to bring up the computer, period.
Well, no, actually if I go to another identity, it will.
Oh, so did you try to...
It's just the main...
There's something in the identity that doesn't come up that is not configured right. I would say, is there a way to delete an identity?
Yes. Yeah, you need to go in and do PWL and get rid of all the passwords. And I would start in safe mode.
Scratch.
And then go in and locate the PWL files, the password files.
Okay.
And delete them all.
Start the computer, go to safe mode, go to Explorer, go into the Windows directory, find the PWL file. And delete them, and then start the computer again, and it's supposed to be like brand new.
Okay.
Without any of the configurations, and start it again, and see if that works.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Feel our heat.
It's hot, damn hot, real hot, hotter than this hot, short, like a cook thing in it, through flash pot cooking.
850 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is again 800-850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we're talking with Lane Seeley of Bell South Mobility DCS. Lane, let me ask you something. Are there any other services that your company is offering or thinking about offering?
Well, we talked about the Bell South Interactive Paging, which we can sell. What we really started to do at our retail stores, and we've got six here in the Triangle, is offering something called Bell South Solutions, and it's a way for consumers to bundle services. They can get their local service, their complete choice service, which is your home phone service plus as many features as you want.
For Bell South, from Bell South Mobility?
From Bell South, for your
Bell
home
South.
Phone.
Okay.
Okay. You get that service. Once you get that, you get discounts on Mobility DCS service.
Oh.
Text pay, you know, a regular alphanumeric pager, as well as .NET service, BellSouth.net internet service. It's a way for you get one bill, you have one point of contact, one customer service department to call, and you get discounts off all the services, and it's called BellSouth Solutions. And we feel like we're the only company that can offer you all of those things, and once we have long distance, once we get regulatory relief and can offer long distance, we'll also bundle that in there, too, so you'll truly have one-stop shopping.
Larry, can you spell monopoly?
I was going to say, aren't we just redoing what we undid?
The question, though, if it works.
That's good.
If it works better, though, and that's what we hope, by having one customer service contact, we're not forcing you to go call different experts.
There are options, but this is a company that's saying we can offer everything because we have the ability to.
AT&T did the same thing.
What happens, but you can go anywhere else. What happens if you already have... Bell South. Well, who doesn't have Bell South service at home? Yeah.
You can get this as well.
Okay.
Complete Choice is something that's been around for a while, as far as being able to get for one low price your unlimited local calling you normally get plus other features, and now you can get the discounts on the paging and .NET and Mobility DCS. Just call Bell South, and they can hook you up, even if you already have those services.
What number do people call? Do you have that on top of your head?
No, on the top of my head.
Okay.
You can just call
the operator.
Bell South customer service department. They can do it. Or they can visit one of our retail stores, and we can set it up, too.
Okay.
And they can call us at 1-888-327-2001. That's to get to DCS, and they can also set this up.
And they can help them with the stuff on the Bell South?
We can set you up with this Bell South Solutions.
Okay. Boy. This little kind of like a... arm of Bell South that started back in 86.
Can you get my phone fixed?
96, sorry. Grew up.
Can you get my phone fixed?
We'll talk, Larry.
Well, that's Bell South, he said.
Larry, stop.
Why?
Stop.
Why?
Just stop.
Oh, we've had a good time with Lane today. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he knows his stuff. And that's what...
See?
I mean, the information is worth a lot.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming up here. This is.
I was so anxious. I got here early.
Yeah,
I know, and I drove up, and he was asleep in his car.
We need to do this a little more often than every 2 years or whatever. I don't know when's the last time you were here.
I'll be here next Sunday and the Sunday after that.
Okay.
How would you like to co-host the show? I'll sleep in.
All right. We're almost at the end here. Let me mention again about internet classes before we go away, that if you're interested in any online classes, go to www.deltaforce.net and click on web-based classes. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as you're on the internet, you can take advantage of that. Also, if you're interested in having a very limited, a free internet account for emergency or if you don't use the net a lot. What I mean by a lot is less than 10 hours a month. Then, again, go to www.deltaforce.net and click on free internet. And Triangle Directory. Again, www.triangledirectory.com. Go and add your listing, your business or personal webpage. It's free to the listing. That's it. Larry, you want to say anything?
No.
Okay.
Everybody's out of town.
Okay. Again, thank you, Lane.
Thanks.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, the voice of the Hurricanes, and to Computers 99. And thank you, Jenny, for producing. As usual, practice safe computing. Back up your hard drive. And don't forget to use a virus scanner. We'll be back here next Sunday at 8. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station that brings you. I'm Mike Solardi, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. And good morning, Kathy and Hannah.